You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, everybody. Another edition of Locked On Lions. Let's do this on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Wednesday, May the 25th into Thursday, May 26th. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. Busy show today. Coming up on the program, we got to talk football, and I will explain what that means coming up momentarily. Also, Peacock and Williamson podcast, the guys that do the Locked On NFL show, now called Peacock and Williamson. They talked about the Lions today and said some nice things, another little plug for Detroit. Also, Roger Goodell says the Pro Bowl is staying put. It's not going anywhere, but they want to improve it. I have some ideas on that. Also, updated NFL MVP odds, and there are quarterbacks on this list that aren't even in the NFL, and our quarterback isn't on the list. I want to get into that. And a surprise tryout in Las Vegas. All of that coming up on the program today right here on Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen. Of course, we are on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. We thank you for listening again, making us your first listen. As I said, each and every day on the show. Now, one thing I am going to do today is talk about the Lions. Many sports shows and many other podcasts have taken today to discuss what is going on in the world in terms of gun control, the shootings yesterday, and it's all terrible. And we're thinking about all these people, and it's really sad. I'm not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the Lions. We're going to talk about football. This podcast, I think, is a release for many of you to get away from the daily grind of your job, whatever's going on at home, to have a little fun, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the Lions. They're in the middle of OTAs this week. Reporters will be out there tomorrow. Let's talk some football. People are excited about this team, so that's what I want to do. Period. End of story. Peacock and Williamson on the Locked On Podcast and Network, these guys do a fantastic show. It's almost kind of like a national show where they get into all the teams and they discuss you know, pretty much everything when it comes to the Lions and, you know, like I said, every team. It's a around the league type of situation. Today, those guys, Brian Peacock and Matt Williamson, kind of put together a power rankings of the NFC, and they've got three tiers. They've got Rams, Bucks, Packers, Cowboys, Eagles, tier one. Tier two, Saints, 49ers, Vikings, Cardinals, Commanders, Lions. That's right. Lions are no longer third tier. And then the bottom feeders, Carolina, the Giants, the Bears, Seattle, and Atlanta. So in the NFC, we talked about Peter King's power rankings the other day, where he had the Lions 20th in the league. These guys have the Lions 11th in the NFC out of 16 teams and a part of the second tier in the conference. And they are ahead of the Bears in their own division. Certainly Seattle, everybody feels, is going to struggle. Atlanta, everybody feels, is going to suck. But it is interesting. And you look at the schedule, and you do see that the Lions have to play four games against the first tier, two games against Green Bay, one game in Dallas, and then, of course, the home opener and the season opener against the Eagles. Now, Matt and Brian take it a step further and discuss how the Lions, again, here we go, could be a sleeper team in the NFC, and they like what they see. Take a listen to this. Courtesy of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Take a listen.
Because there's a team you haven't mentioned that hasn't won a playoff game since 1991. And you didn't talk about them. They're your worst four teams in the division or in the conference.
I think the Lions are going the right way, and I'm sure some people would have loved to see them take their, quote, quarterback of the future, but that's not what this is about. We're talking about if you line up and play right now. I think they have a very professional offense now, and say what we want about Goff, he's a professional starting quarterback, you know, kind of like the Mayfield-Jimmy stuff we mentioned. I mean, he can win games here. What if Jeff Okuda turns out to be one of the top corners in the league, or, you know, and Hutchinson, and they have pieces now. I think the offense is complete. I mean, future quarterback aside. So I think they're going to be hard to play against. They're going to run the ball with a good O-line.
And look, Jared Goff isn't one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and a lot of people say a lot of bad things about Jared Goff, but one thing is clear about Jared Goff is if you've got the rest of the team around him, he's good enough to go to a Super Bowl, right? He's not going to carry you there.
Right, right.
He's a good enough quarterback not to completely hold you back or anything like that. So if it could come quick, and he's a veteran quarterback, and if everything else is in place for Detroit, then that could come quickly, and you know maybe there is another quarterback in the future, but you can still win a lot of games with Jared Goff. So he's not in a situation where he's going to completely hold that team back either. So I like where the Lions are at, and they got that ship. That was a big old barge stuck in a canal. They got it righted and heading in the right direction. I think that's clear.
Yeah, and I think they're pretty decent on both lines of scrimmage. You know, that's a start.
Oh, baby. That is a buttery development right there from Brian and from Matt on their podcast talking about the Lions on the Peacock and Williamson show. Let's react to it coming up next. Our next partner is a product my wife literally uses every single day. She started taking AG1 because she wanted better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system, and she wanted a supplement that actually tastes great, wanted to see what the hype was all about. They sent it to me a couple of months ago, and it's amazing. AG1 is fantastic. What is it? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that support your gut health, your nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, and all of those things. She just drinks it with water. It's simple. It's easy. And she loves it. And the great thing is you take it on the road with you. You take the little AG1 packets in your bag or in your pocket, and you can drink this stuff wherever you are. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar and no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheap and awesome. All right. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, so Peacock and Williamson say Jared Goff can win a lot of games, and they are quoting and talking about and referencing the Jared Goff Super Bowl run from a few years back with the Los Angeles Rams. Now, Brian and Matt do a good show. They are not, N-O-T, not talking about the Lions going in the playoff, going to the Super Bowl or anything, but they are saying they are no longer amongst the dregs of the NFC. They're not bottom feeders. That bottom five of Carolina, the New York Giants, the Bears, Seattle, and Atlanta stink. And look, I've been talking about it all week. Some of you have been blasting me on Twitter. Oh, you're so negative. Why are you doing this? I'm pumping the brakes on things like Peter King saying that this football team is ahead of in power rankings the likes of Arizona and Pittsburgh and Indy. I don't think the Lions are there yet. I still think the defense is a ways away. I think the offense is going to be better. I'm excited about the wide receivers. I think the offensive line is a top five offensive line in the league. But they still have Jared Goff. I'm not married to Jared Goff. It's obvious the Lions don't have to be married to him after this season if they don't want. And in the first half of last year, whether it was Anthony Lynn, whether it was Goff was hurt, whatever it was, he didn't perform. And there were too many times on those post-game pods right here on Locked On Lions where you heard me say, this guy fumbles too much. In a big spot, he can't hold on to the football. He makes a mistake. He doesn't make a big throw. Now he's going to have better weapons around him, and I'm going to give him another chance. But it's interesting how people are on the Lions bandwagon. They are liking what they're seeing. And wait till Hard Knocks starts in August. People are going to be gaga over this team. So it's interesting. And it's another example of national hype for this football team. They've got to stay healthy. They've got to keep Goff upright because the backup quarterbacks are terrible and not going to lead them to anything. They've got to get a little luck, too. Last year, there was some, you know, they should have beaten the Steelers. You know, Santoso, and I know it was bad weather and everything else in Pittsburgh, but my goodness, that was brutal. That field, they had that game, the Browns game the next week, and I keep referencing those two games because they're like embedded in my brain. The Lions were there in a lot of those games, and I think, you know, I think this team's got a chance to double their win total and maybe get to 7. I'm not going to do predictions yet. I know some have said 9-8. We had Ben Raven on from MLive.com. Check out the podcast from yesterday where he mentioned 9-8, maybe even 10 wins. I don't know about that. I don't see that just yet. I'm a little bit surprised. Let me get to something here. I want to talk about the Pro Bowl, and I want to talk about NFL MVP odds and how I think they're a little bit unfair. But real fast, everybody's reporting this now. It's public. Colin Kaepernick is working out today for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders lost their backup quarterback, Marcus Mariota. They've got Derek Carr. But they're looking around, and they're giving Kaepernick a chance to try out and work out today. I think this is a good thing. You know, isn't it time? The guy hasn't played since, what, 2016? Isn't it time we bury the hatchet with Colin Kaepernick, whether you agree or disagree with him politically or any of these other things, and that he gets a chance to try out? I mean, there are so many lousy backup quarterbacks. Heck, I just told you what I think of the quarterback situation in Detroit with our Lions. Would I take Colin Kaepernick over Mr. August, Tim Boyle, and David Blough? Yes, I would. Now, do I want the circus of the locker room? Would I want that on Hard Knocks where the cameras are following the backup quarterback more than the starting quarterback? I would not. And I don't see an owner like Sheila Ford Hamp doing that. But the Raiders seem to be pretty progressive and seem to be thinking, let's give this guy an opportunity to work out. Jim Harbaugh, whether you like him or not, whether you think he's strange or not, you know, had Colin Kaepernick at Michigan spring game out there in front of everybody working out. Now, once he puts pads on and plays in 7-on-7s or whatever it is, OTAs, or maybe he won't be able to do it anymore. But giving him an opportunity to try out, I think, is a good thing. And again, politically and taking the knee and all these things, can we get back to football? Can we get back to giving this guy an opportunity? If he stinks and can't play, fine. My gosh, he's basically been blackballed for 6 years in this league. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. That's just my opinion. All right, coming up next, the Pro Bowl needs to be fixed, does it? I don't get this one. And NFL MVP odds from our friends at Bet Online. And by the way, our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs going on right now, big game 5 tonight, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next year's NFL futures. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device, that's betonline.net, to learn more about the trends and action. They've got everything at that site that you want. Hockey playoffs, too. I didn't even mention NHL. McJesus and Dreisaitl are killing it with the Oilers. Ken Holland. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, folks. So I read this today on Barrett Sports Media, my buddy Jason Barrett. It's a really good website if you like media news. And Roger Goodell, interviewed the other day, said that he wants to fix the Pro Bowl and that he has talked to players and that it is time to get it together. It is time to fix between the Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics. How about that? People love football. Now, the Pro Bowl to me is more about the honor of getting selected. It shows who the players think are all pro players. The fans do some voting. The players do some voting. The coaches. So I like that part of it. It's just stunning to me that to me, the Pro Bowl should be announce who the Pro Bowlers are, like do an award show or do like a skills competition like they did last year on the Friday night and then be done. Don't even play the game. Do a skills competition. Let everybody go to Hawaii or Orlando and that's it. The game itself I haven't watched in years. But apparently they're going to play the game. I guess last year's Pro Bowl was in Vegas. I didn't even know that. So Roger Goodell wants to fix it. To me, get rid of the game. The players aren't going to give their all in this game. They don't want to get hurt. The game is a joke. But do a skills competition and make it a 2 or 3 day event. That I would watch. They had a one-night, Friday night skills competition last year, apparently. I just had no idea the Pro Bowl still drew ratings. But Goodell says there's going to be a change to the game, but he's not going to abolish the game. It's incredible to me that this is even a topic, but apparently it is. Do you watch the Pro Bowl? Hit me up on Twitter at Dairy Speaks. All right, last thing here on this Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions. Excuse me. From our friends at betonline.ag, updated NFL MVP odds. Right now, the best odds, Justin Herbert at 11-2, Josh Allen 6-1, Patrick Mahomes 9-1, Joe Burrow 11-1, Aaron Rodgers 14-1, along with Tom Brady. 18 quarterbacks top this list. The first 18 players in terms of odds for the Pro Bowl that you could bet on are all quarterbacks. Herbert, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Rodgers, Brady, Wilson, Watson, Hurts, Carr, Stafford, Prescott, Jackson, Murray, Ryan, Lance, Tagovailoa, and Kirk Cousins. Then you got Derrick Henry at 19. I look at this list and at about, hold on, Henry 19, 20, 21, 22, at number 25 at 100-1 odds is Baker Mayfield. Folks, Baker Mayfield isn't in the NFL. He's not on a team. He's on the Browns, but they're not going to play him. They've got Deshaun Watson. They've got Jacoby Brissett. They're in OTAs now, and he's not there. How is Baker Mayfield getting odds at 100-1? Okay, go down the list. Ryan Tannehill, 150-1. Jameis Winston, 150-1. Zach Wilson, 100-1. Carson Wentz, 100-1. Not on the list, Jared Goff. Now, again, I don't think Jared Goff's going to win the MVP, but he's got to at least be on the list ahead of Zach Wilson, Carson Wentz, and a guy, Baker Mayfield, that isn't even in football. Justin Fields is 66-1. Same as Jonathan Taylor. What planet is this list? Who made this list? Like, I'm not saying Jared Goff's any good. I don't think he is. But he's a starting quarterback on a team that everybody's lathering up on. Baker Mayfield is the number 3 quarterback and isn't even and is on the Browns, and they can't trade him. Carolina doesn't even want him. Seattle doesn't even want him. I mean, geez, can we give Goff a little love? Can we at least put him on the list ahead of a guy that right now doesn't have a team? That's incredible to me. All right, thanks for making us your first listen right here on Locked On Lions on this a Wednesday, May 25th. We'll do it all again tomorrow.